with his or her mindset. To me, that's the essence of sport. That's what makes competition so much fun. Why did David beat Goliath? Why do underdogs win? There are lots of reasons. One of them, buried in every underdog victory, is the clearer, more focused mind. When I was initially exposed to elite competition, I had to learn and understand how I worked before I could ever figure out how somebody else worked. That was in college at Penn State University. It probably took me 2 years to figure it out. I was a starter all 4 years, and by the end of my sophomore year, I had learned to control my anxious feelings before a game, my butterflies, my heart pounding out of my chest, and I learned to focus on who I was playing and what I needed to do to win. That was the difference between winning and losing. My junior year, I started to be able to really focus, and thus I became an All-American. By the time we had won our second Super Bowl with the Oakland Raiders, I understood how my mind worked. I understood how to prepare my mind. I understood how to prepare for individual opponents. I understood how to win. By the time I got to my third year in the NFL, that's when the game mentally started to slow down for me. At that level, it's who's going to adapt and adjust the fastest. I played a long time because I was able to do that. Certainly, there were players who were more gifted than I was physically, but no one could out-prepare me mentally. I found a way to win. Period. That all started from the neck up. It's been said that the beginning of wisdom is knowledge, and the beginning of knowledge is awareness. Become more aware and become a better player by learning how your mind works. This book teaches you how to understand yourself and your opponents. It teaches you how to process your emotions, such as fear and anxiety. All are driven from the mind. I believe that a clearer mind leads to a better performance, and a focused mind leads to one's best performance. The only way to focus is to be clear. If you can clear out everything else and focus on what has to be done to win the competition, you'll be better at winning. Dr. Jared Spencer defines in this book how the mind works. While some of it may sound unfamiliar, when you get to the end of the book, you'll have a better understanding of not only how the mind works, but how you can work your mind. Introduction. Learn to control your emotions, or they will control you. Edgar Martinez, former Major League Baseball player and current hitting coach for the Seattle Mariners.
Clear mind, better performance. You've experienced it in sports and in life. The trouble is that too often you can't seem to stop your mind from racing. So many thoughts and feelings. You feel overextended and overwhelmed. Your life has become overscheduled with constant pressure to perform. You feel tired. You feel emotionally drained. Your competitive drive is waning, and your performance is compromised. You're looking for a way through this dilemma. You feel stuck. You are not alone. We are seeing alarming rates of mental health concerns among young people, including athletes. Too often, athletes are taught to hide their feelings of doubt, depression, anxiety, and fear. They can be viewed as a sign of weakness. Real strength is being able to work through these emotions in a positive and proactive way. Sports are emotional. Yet athletes today are struggling emotionally more than ever. This is a recipe for disaster. It's also a great opportunity. You can begin down the path of sports psychology and learn so much about the mind. As you understand the mind, you will be amazed at what you can do and how much better you can do it. Athletes are lagging behind in being equipped with the psychological skills necessary to manage the emotionality associated with the pressure cooker world of competition. Sure, suck it up is a good technique, but if that is your primary way to cope with stress, it is grossly insufficient. There is so much more you can do to regulate your emotions. You can learn how the mind actually works, and then you can stop fighting against it and start working with it. You can learn insights and skills that can help you thrive under pressure. You can unlock your potential and start competing at a level you know is inside of you. As you walk this path, it will become even more evident to you that many of the people on your team may need this information too. You may wish to share with them that you've found a way through it. The incidence of mental and emotional health problems among young athletes is troubling. Consider these statistics. Almost one-third, 33.3% of all college students experience difficulty functioning due to depression. And more than half, 51%, stated that they felt overwhelmingly